You're now tuned in to the Front Row Hoopcast, your show for everything Butler basketball.
Season 4, Episode 2 of the Front Row Hoopcast. I'm your host, Ari Castle. Very special episode today. I am so excited about this. I have talked some mad trash about this account, and I think it's so cool that he agreed to come here and do this. The man behind the Barstool Butler account is in studio right now, and we are gonna flesh this thing out. What is going on, man?
Thank you for having me. It's an honor. Really, it is.
Well, I'm flattered you say that. So, I mean, let's get the little backstory here. So, just for context, like, how did you start this account, or did you even start this account?
I am not the original, the OG guy.
I figured it was not you. Yeah. So, what's the deal?
So the guy before me just kind of gave it up. He like got in trouble. It's a weird thing. I actually chirped the account. I hated Barstool Butler. I did not think it was funny at all.
See, you were right.
Yeah. And so I tweeted at him, like, tweet funny stuff. And then he, like, went on a rampage, called me a bunch of, like, C words or something like that. Then I got a DM from the account saying that that he had been fired or whatever. And then about a month and a half later, there's an email posted from, like, the official guys at Barstool saying, if you want to run this account, email us. And so I emailed my boss now, like, some tweets from my personal account to see if I was funny. Uh-huh. And then I had an in-person interview, or FaceTime interview. And then I was just given a contract. And
so you're paid to do it?
Not really.
No? Okay.
I get paid in merchandise.
Oh, nice.
I get free pay-per-view stuff.
So when was this? Like, when did you take it over?
January of last year.
Okay, because I was looking through old tweets, and there is a difference between that and recently, and I think a lot of people, can you describe to me the Barstool brand? Because I think that's important.
You get away from all like the political stuff, and like everything has to have a hidden meaning. You just talk about sports, make jokes.
I always thought it was like the college bro, where just like...
I think that's an overgeneralization.
Okay.
I think that like... we're a lot smarter than you give us credit, or not just you, but everyone else. It's just like an escape. And that's what it is. It's just something that you don't have to worry about, like your political view or anything like that. You just talk about sports. You make jokes about like LeBron's hairline or Xavier, and then you just move on with your life. And
yeah. So what were you given instructions for the account saying like, this is what we want you to do?
We're given like pretty thorough.
Yeah. Okay. What's that like?
So like we have Telegram, and they'll just send us like they recently just wanted us to do like a smoke show competition.
Yeah, I saw it.
And like if the winner got $100 if they got the most retweets in like their division. So there's two divisions in the Barstool Viceroy program. So like I don't have to compete with like Alabama or Clemson, but I still like have the same stuff I have to do. I compete with like a Pepperdine or a Xavier, like everyone in the Big East basically is in my division for like a small school, small followers. Like we're not like a Bammer and IU with 40,000 kids. Yeah. So they give us pretty detailed instructions on what we need to do, what we're looking for. They have good content, bad content. They send that out every week, and they're like, don't do this. This is stupid. Don't tweet about personal stuff. Don't do anything like that. But like, oh, this is a funny tweet. This did really well for like the alumni or something like that. So
okay, so as the account, I assume you hear responses from the Butler alumni. From like, what has the response been from students, from alumni, from people who tweeted you?
I haven't really like talked to a lot of alumni. I was at a Butler game with my parents, and one of my mom's like really good friends also happened to be a Butler grad, and he came up to us at our seats, and he was like, my mom had told him previously that I was Barstool, and he's like, man, I love your stuff, like keep it up, like you're funny. And so like that's the only really alumni interaction I've ever had other than you. And then like the kids think I'm funny.
Yeah.
I guess like my fellow students. I hope.
No. Yeah. So here's my issue that I've had with it, and I've said this before. I think Butler in itself has a specific brand, like the Butler Way brand. It kind of like prides itself as being above the fray, and you know, the thing that makes the school so special is that we all do things the right way. Mm-hmm. You don't really drop vulgarity and stuff like that. And I've always thought there was a huge disconnect between the Butler Way and the Barstool account. And so I've said this before, in terms of a Barstool account, you do a great job.
I try, honestly.
But I don't think it works for Butler, because I mean, I don't, some of the tweets, they're funny as hell. Like you did one a couple months ago where you had an IU guy with a shrimp penis.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, that's funny. And you had another one where you like, you drop F-bombs or whatever. It's funny.
I think you're over calculating. I've dropped the F-bomb exactly twice since taking over the account.
Oh, I brought receipts.
You brought receipts? I can only think of two instances, and they both have to do with Nova or Xavier.
Yeah, you did one, F you at Barstool Nova, you suck. And then you said, Xavier, F and losers. And then you said, our motto is F-E-W-B.
Oh, F-em we ball. That's, yes. That is the motto. That is the motto.
March 3rd, tell them to spell, you bleeping nerd.
Yeah. So, okay, so maybe I have, yeah.
Okay, so like, I was just saying, I think that is kind of what upsets the Butler fan. It's like, it's a little too grimy.
I think if you are following the Barstool Butler account for analytical, objective analysis of Butler basketball and to be like fair and firm, you're doing it wrong.
Fair enough. I'm not saying that.
And like, I think that the cussing, I mean, yeah, I don't do it a lot. I try not to. But like, I think like we just beat number one Villanova at home for the third, or we beat them for the third straight time at home for the second. Like, it was a big deal. Emotions were high, and I hate Villanova. So,
real? Why do you hate Villanova?
Jay Wright is just a little crybaby.
Stop it! No, Jay Wright is a class act. Okay, I've met him twice. He was really cool.
We got there really early for my freshman year. The first time we beat Villanova, the first game. We got there really early before like they'd even gotten there on the buses yet. Yeah. And so we saw them walk in, and my buddy Jay held a suit tonight, and like he's
like, a cool guy.
He was a cool guy about it. He was like, "Thank you, man." And like, but like during that game, he just turned into a little crybaby with those calls, and I was just like, "Oh man, you lost all my respect."
Okay, so kind of back to the debate I was having is that I think I also run the fake Brad Stevens Twitter account. It used to be a secret; it's not anymore. I think there's a way to be funny and clever without using vulgarity. I've done it. I've rarely ever sworn on my account. It happens, but it's really, really selective. And I think, you know, Butler fans, I get tweets all the time whenever I'm a little edgy. They're like, you know, this isn't the Butler way. Mm-hmm. I think that your name is Barstool Butler. Whether you like it or not, you're a representation of Butler and the university and the alumni, and you're a voice for them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, people want their voice to be represented a certain way and they're not happy with the way it is. So I'm not saying, you know, you need to be analytical, but do you not think that it's so against the Butler dynamic that you know of?
I think that that viewpoint puts Butler on a pedestal a little bit.
Oh, absolutely it does.
Because, I've been there for 3 years. I've loved my time there. I love all my friends, like everyone I've met. Like, they're some of the people that I'm going to like be with for the rest of my life. Like, in that group. But I think that Butler is not as elite as a lot of the alumni like to think it is.
You're dead on right now, but I'm the king of this because I feel like I feel like we totally are. And I'm curious to hear your perspective.
I'm just trying to, I think I'm not like an influencer by any means, but I'm just trying to usher in a new wave. Like, I think that, like, honestly, this is not going to sound good. I might get kicked out of Butler for this, but I don't think that the Butler way is alive and well anymore. I like to think of us more as, I like gritty, not pretty. I like that a lot. And I think that's our motto and our vision moving forward is like, we're a bunch of people who love to have fun. We love Butler basketball, and like, we like to make jokes, and that's what I'm trying to convey in my account.
I mean, that's interesting you say that, because now, I mean, that's a whole new perspective that the Butler way, because when I was there, when Brad Stevens was the coach, dude was just the epitome of like humble Indiana dude class. So like, I guess maybe for your guys now, I mean, I'm 26. What are you? 22?
I'm 20.
You're 20. Yeah. It's a different
environment now. And like, I don't know how to put this. I still believe that like the Butler way has its like shining points. I wrote my admissions essay about the Butler way and what it meant to me, because I've been a Butler fan like my whole life. So like, it's still important, but I think that we're trying to go away from it, because really, like, the whole point of my account is to get people excited about Butler athletics.
Yeah.
And I think that in order to do that, we need to show this new team. Like, we have a bunch of athletes.
Yes.
Like we have probably the most athletic Butler team I think I've ever seen in my life.
You're probably not wrong.
It's like, the NZ guy.
Bryce
NZ. I saw him after class, and I'm 6'7". He's 3 inches taller than me, has at least 80 pounds, and I'm just sitting there like, how are we not going to win the national championship? And so, yeah, I'm trying to usher in that new wave of, like, we are a new team, we have Coach Val, and, like, we have a new era of Butler basketball coming.
See, I think that's the brushback because, you know, I think it's been done the same way for so long. And, like, I'm still, like, you're not going to get me to say, like, I don't condone the vulgarity. Because I think there are tweets you've had that I've been like, that's an objectively great tweet. That's really funny. Like, you did one where Campbell Donovan was like, if you don't love me at my worst.
Oh, yeah.
That was an objectively good tweet, okay? I'm not going to lie. And that is funny.
You did your research. I'm impressed. Yeah, I don't even remember some of these tweets, and then they're coming back to me.
No, because, I mean, I've followed you, and I've it's something like that. But I think there's stuff like that you do a great job. I'm not a fan. I think a lot of people are not a fan of the vulgarity. And you don't do it a lot, but it comes across as so just like unnecessary.
I think it's just like I love chirping. That's one of my favorite parts about sports.
Yeah.
And so like when you can really just like step on a guy's throat when he's down, I think that's my favorite part because that's when you really win. You win off the court. When you have to make your opponent, like, I'm comparing Twitter to actual basketball.
No, yeah, fair enough.
But, like, when you, like, I have a rivalry with, like, the Xavier Viceroy. She doesn't like me. It's a girl. She doesn't like me.
Why?
I don't know.
Well,
can't tell you.
Xavier, so.
Yeah. I don't like her either. But, like, when I can finally say, like, oh, like, we beat you. You suck. Like, that's going to be the best feeling in the world.
Yes, I'm with you.
So,
I'll tell you this. Before, when I was messaging you, I had you in my head as just, like, the biggest tool. And now that I'm talking to
I
find myself liking you, which
I am
a little
the biggest tool,
you're really
if we're
not.
Honest.
You're very well spoken, and you actually make some valid points. I feel like people are going to change their tune about you.
I hope so. I'm trying to get to that next tier. I'm trying to grow this account so I can get.
I've been saying this for years. I've been looking for someone to give fake Brad Stevens to. I don't want to do it anymore. If I'm telling you, if you like did not do vulgarity, I would totally in a heartbeat.
I
give
can
it
stop
to
the
you.
Vulgarity. Honestly.
Do it. Yes. All right. Do it. I'll be happy. So wait, okay. I feel like we've kind of covered Barstool Butler. I think we got good.
When do you think vulgarity is okay? I gotta know.
I've dropped an F-bomb one time in fake Brad Stevens history. That's the day he left for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about that. I guess I don't know. I almost say never. I think it's too easy. I think it's an easy thing to do.
That's fair. Okay. I will take that. I like the critiques. I like to bounce ideas off each other.
Fair enough. All I know about you in terms of a Butler fan is that it's dogs by 90 for everything.
Oh, there's not a game that Butler goes into that I don't think they're going to win by 30.
Can I even ask you about what this next season's going to look like, or are you just going to say dogs by 90?
Well, like, obviously, I think I'm really excited for the season.
Yeah.
But I do have some worries.
All right, let's
see. So,
hear it.
Like, I don't know how. Because I'm a fellow student with these guys, I feel kind of weird critiquing them. But
I the same thing, yeah. But you're anonymous, so they don't know who you are.
Yeah. So I think I need Joey Bronk. Yeah. I need him to have like the biggest season of his life, and like if that doesn't happen, I don't know how we're gonna be able to contend in the Big East. Nate Fowler and Bryce Golden as our two biggest guys behind him.
He's not playing this. Bronk is I've said this before. I heard rumors he was going to transfer this past offseason, and also they wouldn't have brought in Bryce Enzi or Golden if they had faith in him. And I like Joey. Great guy. He's a Butler guy.
I've never had a conversation with him, but a lot of my friends have, and like he seems like a really genuine,
very
down-to-earth dude that like he's like the epitome of Butler basketball.
Exactly.
Like Indiana boy, plays hard, works hard. Like he got, like from Jimmy's photos, I know you know Jimmy. Jimmy's photos were just like insane this summer of how big these guys got.
Yes.
I was very like July when open gyms were happening, I was very excited for the season.
Yes. So, I mean, you think we're going to be better than last year?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that Xavier or Villanova are going to be like anywhere close to us, honestly. I think Aaron Thompson and Kamar are going to like just turn into this dynamic duo that's just going to just unload on the nation, just absolutely dominate.
Interesting. So what, now that we know, you know, the Barstool Butler brand, you clearly know about basketball. I mean, I'm not going to review.
That's what Jimmy said. He said he didn't know the game of basketball. I was a little upset about that. That's why.
He did, yeah.
That's why I came, that's like why I DM'd. I was like, I know, I've been playing basketball since I was two. I know the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, you are tall.
I'm very tall.
One of the first questions I asked you was, you know, where did you play or whatever.
Yeah.
So, why don't you, I mean, what's like one of the big things that like, that you really get heated about from Butler basketball? Because I know I hate Paul Jorgensen with a passion.
I love Paul. That video of him splashing a three from the free throw or the volleyball.
Yeah,
line.
It was the worst shot I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it went in, and it doesn't matter. It was incredible.
Okay, yes, but like, do you have any criticism, Butler, of the basketball team? Of things like you're just like, man, Coach Val needs to get this together. Or...
I wish we started to pick up at the end of the year, but I wish we recruited better.
Yeah,
I like
Khalif
Battle
thing.
A lot, that's and I'm very excited forever. For him to come. But I just wish that it wasn't just Khalif Battle and Michael Malloy. I wish we had more talent coming in.
Oh yeah,
I was kind of spoiled where I've had both these great coaches. I had Chris Holtman for my freshman year, and then Coach Val, and then like with Holtman's last class before he snaked us and was
Stop
the worst
it.
He person.
Did not snake us.
Okay, like. Whose dream job is Ohio State basketball? Like, they're a
you
want to
hear the
school.
I don't know if I've ever told anyone this story. You want to hear the real story?
Sure.
All right. I'm pretty tight with Holt, so the deal was he was getting paid by Butler, and Ohio State came after him several times, and he said no. And at the end, he was getting paid a certain amount. I'm not gonna say how much by Butler, and then he had incentives for his contract that said if you hit this, you get paid this and this and this. They would have brought him to right around where Ohio State was paying him, and he went to Barry Collier and Danko and said, if you give me my contract, and his contract was not guaranteed, so it was all the money was not guaranteed. So it was just if he got fired, he got nothing. If he said, if you fully guarantee my contract and give me the bonuses, I'll stay, which is reasonable for a top coach.
Yeah.
Butler could have paid. They said, go ahead and walk. I don't blame Holtman for leaving.
Yeah. Okay. So now Danko is further down my list.
I'm telling you, that's why I get mad when people like say Holt's a snake, because he gave Butler every opportunity, willing to take a discount, just wanted to get his contract guaranteed.
Well, like, the thing is, I just didn't like how, it was kind of like the LeBron thing, like he did like that.
Yes,
whole,
the tweet was a horrendous, horrendous tweet.
And I read, maybe it was Bleacher Report or Players Tribune, something like that, where he like talked about it, and I felt kind of bad for him. But I'm still a little upset that he left for it.
So am I.
We were a special team, and we were going to continue to be a special team.
I know.
Like that, my mom, if she listens to this, she's going to be very upset. I skipped two exams on Friday. I took one early, then I just skipped an entire one. And then I went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Like, I followed the team to Memphis, and I followed the team into Milwaukee like my freshman year. And it was the most fun I've ever had, ever. And like that was a team that I thought could have beat North Carolina, but I didn't think we were going to beat UCLA or Kentucky, whoever won that game. But I was really excited.
You're on the Holt bandwagon.
I know. It was... Oh, that team was so good, and I miss it. Kamara's freshman year. Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been nostalgic.
I feel you, man. I have the case of nostalgia. Listen, I know you've got to head out here. I think we kind of covered it all. I am, again, it is so cool that you agreed to do this.
Honestly, I wanted to clear the air. I just really wanted to come on here and just like say, I know basketball, I know what I'm doing, but I just tweet memes. That's all I
do. Yes, I know. I'm glad we could grill up the beef and get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could start a Twitter partnership now where.
Something like that.
Yes, we can not just. Keep talking.
Honestly, I could be a regular on your show. Let's see what happens.
You could. We'll have to see what happens in the middle of the season. Again, Barstool Butler, thank you so much for coming here. I am Ari Castle. We always have to end the show by saying, IU sucks, go dogs. Can I get a go dogs?
Yeah. Kamara for Naismith and go dogs.